This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A Texas man who was reported missing returned home the next day, but he and his mother deceived officers by giving false names for 8 years.
Prosecutors in Houston have decided not to bring false report charges against Janie Santana and her son Rudy Ferris IV, but the investigation continues. The man reported missing as a teenager in 2015 was found lying on the ground outside of a Houston church a week ago.
Being missing is not a crime. The detectives had no lawful means or probable cause to issue a search warrant for the residence, which was searched several times.
Houston Police Lieutenant Christopher Zamora. Police say the man, who is now 25, is nonverbal and unable to communicate with them. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Earth's average temperature has remained at record highs in recent days. Climate scientist Chris Field explains why.
One is the rising temperatures that are caused by global warming. The second is we've recently transitioned into El Nino conditions, a state of the Pacific Ocean that makes the ocean less capable of taking up heat.
The average global temperature was 62.9 degrees Tuesday. A former official at the private Christian school owned by rapper Kanye West has filed a lawsuit. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
The suit says the school used generator-powered flood lamps for lighting because it had no electricity and had no hot water. Plus, the septic tank repeatedly overflowed. In his suit, former vice principal Isaiah Meadows also claims the school was dirty and had numerous education, health, and safety code violations, and that officials illegally retaliated against employees who reported them.
Also, there was no glass in the windows because Kanye West reportedly did not like glass. Facebook's parent company Meta has launched a new social media rival to Twitter called Threads.
So far, millions of people have already started to log on, and they've found a very basic social network. It's focused on just sharing text and photos, and it doesn't have some of the features that Twitter is known for, like hashtags, although you can tag various people in a post if you want to.
That's CBS tech contributor Ian Scher. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in Beijing for meetings with Chinese leaders. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Her visit is part of an effort to repair relations with China. She hopes to focus on stabilizing the global economy, and her aides say also challenging Beijing's support of Russia in its war on Ukraine. Her visit follows a trip there by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. His trip was the highest level U.S. visit in 5 years.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If you're hired,
good afternoon. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. After months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandling and people living in their vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Oregon came after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Oregon added that first offenders would be given a warning. And drought conditions in Wisconsin remain about the same in the latest drought monitor, which isn't taking into account the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, almost 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with the worst of it in southern Wisconsin and far northern Wisconsin. There is also severe drought in parts of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries,
You're talking about 11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We'll start off with some good news. We have 2 more baseball tickets to give away. Tomorrow's game against the Cincinnati Reds, Milwaukee Brewers hosting at their AmFam Stadium in Milwaukee. I'll tell you what, you can listen to Brewer games. You can listen to them live on Civic Media. Listen to them in the Fox Valley or on your computer. You can listen to an Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. Listen to them at a Richland Center, WRCE News, The Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. It's going to be a great game. The Brewers are hot, very, very hot. Their bats are hot. These are the best seats in the house. You sit there, there's a net to protect you, so a foul tip can't hit you. You see the fastball come right down the pipeline. It's really excellent, really excellent. First callers, get these 2 tickets. A lot of news to talk about. Let's get to it right now. Yesterday, we talked about this Louisiana judge, this right-wing nut, Terry Doughty, Trump appointee, Trumper. He enjoined the Biden administration, and specifically the FBI, Homeland Security, and a couple of agencies, from contacting social media like Twitter for any purpose other than if it's related to a crime or related to national security, in his sole discretion. He'll decide what that is. What he did was he bought into, there was a pre-Elon Musk Twitter conspiracy theory. This is before Musk bought it, and he's a piece of work too, about COVID-19 vaccines. So what happened is people would put out word that COVID-19 vaccines were bad for you, could kill you. Some of them said it would give you HIV and all this. It was all baloney. It was all disinformation. You know, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians have been using our social media to put disinformation on, and they're not alone. The right wing in this country does the same. This clown, Terry Doughty, picked up on that and cited it as fact, even though it's conspiracy theory. The government's appealed to the Fifth Circuit, but remember something else. Matthew Kaczmarek, federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, the only federal judge in the Amarillo division, so right-wingers file their lawsuits there. In April, he enjoined the abortion pill, just right out of the blue. It took a while to overturn that. Eileen Mercedes Cannon, down in the Mar-a-Lago area, she stopped the inquiry into Trump stealing classified documents for months so that he could be finally announced for president and raise the stakes of going after him. So you have these clowns, these scorpions, planted around the country. Terry Doughty down in Louisiana, Matthew Kaczmarek, Amarillo, Texas, Eileen Mercedes Cannon in Florida. And right, you can file nowadays with virtually any district. It'll have some connection to something if you have a large social issue. And this is what is happening. Now, it's not part of the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that says a Louisiana federal judge or any federal judge can tell the FBI not to contact social media. There's nothing, absolutely nothing. But we are so used to the fine reputations of the federal judiciary over 200 years that we acquiesce. The Fifth Circuit is a right-wing circuit, a lot of Trump appointees, and they take a long time to decide cases. This thing is going to hang there for a while, just like Eileen Mercedes Cannon's business about Trump stealing documents hung there for a while, and Matthew Kaczmarek in Amarillo. If the people on the Fifth Circuit are on the up and up, if I'm on the Fifth Circuit and I get this kind of appeal, I immediately enter an order. They can do it. Suspending the injunction, pending oral argument. Instead, they leave it in effect pending oral argument. 30-day briefing, 30-day briefing, another 15-day reply brief. Then they schedule it for oral argument. Then somebody wants a delay. Come on, this is what's happening. We go to the lines. Bobby of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bobby, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Love your show. I just wanted to call and ask if you'd had a chance to see about the governor's budget that went through. What I was kind of excited about was the education thing and how he kind of built in those increases for the next, what did it say, 400 years or something crazy? What did you think about that? Is that like,
yeah,
I don't know. I was kind of impressed with that because, I mean, I like our governor, but sometimes I think he's a little bit too passive or something. And I felt like that was kind of a power move, and I kind of enjoyed that. We had some losses on this budget for sure, but I was pretty excited about that. What's your take on it? You understand budget things better than the average person. What did you think?
Yeah, thanks for calling, Bobby. You know, old Evers, there he is, and he's just kind of schlumping along. And basically, he has followed the rules of any successful governor is offend nobody. Offend nobody. The problem with that is you don't take people on aggressively. But in this case, he did something that I would have done. It took a lot of guts. It's very funny. I'm going to explain to everybody what Bobby just raised and then talk a little bit more about that budget because it's something that's important. In Wisconsin, the governor has what's called a Vanna White veto. It's based on where Vanna White stands there and puts letters around, all that kind of stuff. Up until 1990, that was not only the biggest veto in the country, but it let him rewrite legislation. He could move numbers from line to line. He could take out letters. He could move letters from a word like should and make it would, that kind of thing. And that in 1990, the Republicans got very antsy about that. And they put through, there was a constitutional change. And that's something no governor can veto or anything like that. And it basically restricted him. So we don't have the original Vanna White veto after 1990. But what we have is still light years stronger for a governor than any other veto in the country. And here to answer Bobby of Eau Claire's question on that, here's what Evers did. I thought it was brilliant, frankly, and aggressive as hell. It's right up my alley, something I would have done, and good for him. Here's what he did. Republicans have been starving education for years. You know that. They starved the UW system. They starved primary education, secondary education, all kinds of education. They're anti-education. Well, this year, there was a hue and a cry and a lot of discussions. And what they finally agreed to do was to increase $325 per student per year for the 2024 to 2025 school year. So what they did was it was a 1 year budget increase. What Evers did is you can still use your line item veto on that line. So he took out the first two and the first zero and the dash. So it said that we will agree, you know, and the legislature doesn't get another kick at the can on this. When he does his line item veto, it's good. It's good. Good as gold. Good to go. So what it now said was for the budget from now until 2425, there'll be a $325 a year increase in the student allocation. Now, let me tell you something. Two things. First of all, obviously, in the long run, that's not going to stand. It'll stand this year, next year, maybe the year after. At some point, if the Republicans ever get the governorship again and they have the legislature, they'll change it. Also, if it starts to become ridiculous, you know, everybody will get together and decide on something, but not with a gerrymandered legislature like Voss. Voss is an illegitimate speaker. He's gerrymandered. They don't even get half the vote, and they have a veto-proof majority in the Assembly and two sheets, or in the Senate, two seats short in the House, in the Assembly. Voss initially come out with a statement, you know, Evers is terrible, you know, he broke a deal. Voss has been vandalizing this state. He's been injuring education. He's been injuring the environment. Everything in the service of his donors. I mean, a report just came out today. I'll give you an example. Right now, nearly half of the nation's tap water has forever chemicals in it. Nearly half. In Wisconsin, Voss and the Republicans carried water, no pun intended, for the Manufacturers Association, killed every attempt to rein in forever chemicals, kept Fred Prent on there, Dentist Fred from Wausau, 18 months beyond his term, and Republican judges on the Supreme Court agreed to that so they could put cancer in our water. The manufacturers could put cancer in our water. And yet what? You go up north and, or you know, I have relatives in Hayward, Wisconsin Rapids, Jump River, Ladysmith, Random Lake, Monroe. You know, some will go, oh, Republicans, you know, they're good on the environment. They're not good on the environment. They put cancer in the water. And what Evers did to them on this, they go, okay, we'll give you $325 for a year, and then we'll screw you again. I mean, that's literally what they were doing. And Evers, that wily old Evers, that muskie at the bottom of the Chippewa Flow, just sitting there, he's not going to grab the hook. You'll never get him. That wily old Evers comes in and he takes out a two, a zero, and a dash and extends $325 per student every year till 24, 25, 402 years. Good for him. Good for him. Right up my alley. Exactly the right aggressive thing to do. The problem is you can't long run have a state like Wisconsin governed when you have people like Voss who are vandals and who are doing everything they can to steer money. He also got rid of the tax breaks for the top two categories that Voss wanted and steered it to middle and lower income people. Exactly right. Exactly right. So we got to keep a Democratic governor. We have it now. We got to keep it again next time. We got to get rid of the gerrymander. Judge Janet Protasiewicz will get rid of the gerrymander, thank God. But she doesn't get sworn in until August 1st. And there's still plenty of mischief these guys can do for the next 3 weeks. So, Bobby, thanks a lot. Excellent call. That is the background on that budget. That's the background on the budget. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after
the Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny through the afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear and around 50 tonight. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, high near 80, chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Upper 70s with sunshine Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, and maybe a storm or two. It's 71 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Metro Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2788. Now we're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I will get to you right away. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling your first. David of Mequon.
Good afternoon, Matt. Really quickly, I know that there's a lot of people are happy with what Governor Evers did with the budget, and to extend the $325 million for 402 years. So that's going back to like when the Pilgrims landed. So, I mean, I think that's actually a big stick in the finger for taxpayers, just because, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, there's no accountability for the amount of kids that are not reading proficiently, that are not able to do math and basic writing, and to just get that kind of money. And I agree that we need to invest in education, but the reality is we are doing, there has to be some sort of incentive to get these kids to just do basic proficiency. And that's not in this. That's not in that number at all. That's going to be increased for the next 402 years. So they're automatically going to get it, whether or not the numbers go up for kids or go down or whatever. It's not good. I just think that's just a big poke in the eye for people in the state in general. And then I would add that yes, there's things that, you know, I understand the whole veto thing, and it's been around since 1930. I know when Republicans had it, you know, listen, they used it to do their things. But, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. That's what I would say to that.
Okay, well, David, thank you for calling. You know, you're a principal conservative. I like having you call in. But I'll tell you this. The Republicans have literally starved the University of Wisconsin system and education whenever they have now almost a veto-proof majority. What's going to happen is it was not $325 million. It was $325 per student per year for now 402 years. Next year, if the budget, if they say, hey, we can't afford it, let's say Evers thinks, all right, we can do $290 this year. Republicans go, no, we want nothing. Evers will say, fine, it's going to be the $300, whatever. And they'll negotiate by year, but this is a sword that Evers has over their head. Because these guys will knife education. That's number one. Number two, you know, you say you want accountability in education. They've destroyed accountability in education by taking money away, number one. And then by number two, they put in stuff like you got to teach them phonics and to read, and then you got to hold them back from the third grade if they don't score X on a test. Who the hell are they? Have you ever seen a Republican legislature lumbering up to the buffet? It's some kind of a, you know, a Spanfarkle on Labor Day in Keewaskum. My folks are over there in Random Lake. My brothers and sisters went to Kewaskum High School. Great place. A Republican legislature comes in. He's a wolf looking for free food. That's all he wants. He's going to tell me what third graders should be held back. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And how to teach reading? That should be set by the superintendent of public instruction, professional educators, not a couple of clowns in a gerrymandered legislature. Republicans are interfering with accountability. Jack and Merrimack, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is that our wonderful Republican legislators are arrogant because they don't think that they can be see any consequences in the voting booth. And hopefully that will change. Gerrymandering will not last forever, whether Janet Protasiewicz has a say in it or not. The second thing I'm going to say is the only schools in which there is zero accountability are the private schools that are actually getting about 10 times the state aid support increase that public schools saw. There's an old saying, you can't fix a problem by throwing money at it, but that's exactly what they're doing with the private schools. And you certainly can't fix the problem by taking money away from it if it requires things like hiring decent workers or teachers in this particular case. The situation is so bad politically and financially in this state that my son, who just graduated from a UW system school, is going to be teaching in Minnesota next year. And he found out that when he moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul Public Schools have a $10,000 signing bonus for new teachers for next year.
Wow.
So we've got to do something to support our public schools in this state. The third thing I want to say is that Governor Evers did something good by what he did. However, I would have gone a step farther. I would have line item vetoed that section that gives away that welfare money to private schools. End of my rant for today.
Terrific, Jack. Thank you for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. We have about 2 minutes before the break. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Well, I think the Republican I called in is full of caca because I worked in the schools. I was a school psychologist. People work really hard in the schools. Those kids aren't all this reading type issues that they're trying to blow out of proportion when we had the pandemic and the way that they, go through the analysis, and we've had a lot of different things going on. But you know what? Is when Scotty Walker got in, he totally destroyed our public school system by getting going after teachers and a lot of fantastic teachers with outstanding education and skills. They retired because they couldn't take it anymore. And then during the pandemic, the way parents went after teachers, like the pandemic was their fault, wearing masks and all this BS, trying to keep teachers safe, making sure people are vaccinated. What the devil do you think teachers are going to feel like? They got people, they got to work for the parents, they got to work for the kids, they got to work for administration, they got to work for the community. I feel bad for teachers. They're outstanding people. And our state needs to start treating them better like Tony Evers does because he's an outstanding governor that cares about everybody's kids. So parents, wake up. You're being fed a bunch of BS. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent, excellent call as always. Scott Walker, absolutely, with Act 10 and everything else. I knew a lot of teachers who retired. We lost hundreds of years of experience just in the Germantown schools alone. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Police say a Texas man reported missing as a teenager in 2015 returned home the next day, but he and his mother received officers by giving false names over the ensuing 8 years.
We don't have any information to say there was any kind of kidnapping or anything like that right now.
Houston Police Detective Sergeant Stephen Jimenez. Prosecutors say they will not bring false report charges. Donald Trump's valet, Walt Nauta, has entered a not guilty plea to charges that he helped the former president hide classified documents from federal authorities. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This was the third attempt to arraign Walt Nauta, the co-defendant in the first ever federal criminal prosecution of a former president. During the first two hearings, Nauta didn't have a local attorney to help represent him. Today, he did.
The latest jobs report is out.
ADP says the private sector added 497,000 jobs in June, many more than expected.
Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com, CBS News Brief.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Drought conditions in the western part of the state remained about the same in the latest drought monitor, which doesn't take into account for the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, about 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with the worst of it in southern Wisconsin and in far northern Wisconsin in Douglas County. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandlers and people living in vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Orgon said come after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Orgon added that first offenders would be given a warning. And after months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going to the lines. Thing. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Miami, Bill.
You know, the Republicans are outdoing themselves now. They have and always will, and like the lady said before with Scotty Walker, they hate education because an educated voter is dangerous to them. A voter who knows the law, a voter who knows their history, a voter who knows their truth, that's dangerous. You know, their house is burning down. The Republican candidate, the best one they've got, he's got 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, two impeachments, and 30 felony convictions. Bugsy Siegel and Al Capone put together and throw in the rest of the gangsters. They didn't have a rap sheet like Trump, and he's walking out there loose. That's the best they've got. The second best, old Ron DeSantis, they're leaving his state in droves. They have no insurance anymore. They have no insurance. It's gone. It's gone. And that's the best they've got. Their house is burning. The They're running over to our house where their house is on fire and said, you got a weed in the lawn. Wait a minute, guys. Yours is on fire. You're trying to destroy democracy, and you're trying to mask it with Bud Light beer and gas stoves, and nobody's that dumb except Republicans who want to think that we're going to be sold on all this nonsense. It's time we stand up, because I will promise you this. If Donald Trump is not jailed and incarcerated and not given a pardon, our democracy is toast. Thanks, and have a good day.
Excellent call, Bill. As always, my friend, thank you. Wisco Paul, you're next, my friend. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
As always, that's a nice call by Bill. He could almost have his own show, too. Hey, so today, boss being the GOP, they're going to stand up against and fight for the tax cuts. I call them tax cuts for the wealthy, because the other tax cuts stand. And they're not going to take it laying down. And, of course, Tony says he'll veto the next bill. But that's what the Republicans stand for. The tax cuts are fair tax cuts. The wealthy, in my mind, do not need this large tax cut the GOP is going to hand out. So Tony's going to stand up and fight them. But if you want to know about the GOP, all they're taking care of is their wealthy donors. All they care about is their wealthy donors. They don't care about the average working guy out here. And kudos to Governor Evers for standing up to these thugs, which are gerrymandered, by the way, and like you said, illegitimate. And he's going to veto another one. So go ahead and work real hard there, Bossy. Thanks for taking my call.
Excellent call, Paul, as always. Thanks for calling. Next up, David of San Francisco, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, David.
Hey, well, thanks, Matt. I was going to raise, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but after World War II, the United States decided to not use gold in its treasury as its collateral, but instead was going to use the infrastructure and education as its collateral. And I think Nixon took us officially off the gold standard in 72, but it started right after World War II. And so basically, when the Republicans refuse to fix the infrastructure, they're damaging our collateral. And when the Republicans are refusing to fund education, and this recent Supreme Court ruling is further damaging education, they're also then damaging the collateral of America. So I would expect that, you know, when you start looking at the idea that, a guy like Donald Trump, and I've said this now for 8 years, since 2015, that he is organized crime. And when you start looking at a big part of what he's done is money laundering. They've shown that his condos have been sold to organized crime, that he overcharges, and then with the money that he doesn't pay in taxes, he basically shuffles it around in money laundering operations. And money launderers are tied to currency speculators. And they really need the value of nations.
Yeah, David, let me jump in on a couple of things. You're raising some very important points I want to pick up on, and two things. One is, you're right, we didn't go off the gold standard till Nixon was president. But when you think about it, the fiction was you could take whatever cash you had, go down to Fort Knox and say, I want a gold bar for this amount. Well, that was ridiculous in a modern state. And we did start to go off it, and then officially in Nixon's administration. Trump does not have to do crude things to launder money. Here's what happened. His condos, sometimes you'd have some Chinese buyers that would, pay double what it was worth or triple what it was worth. He had a property down in Florida that was worth $50 million, and he needed money to pay off Deutsche Bank. So suddenly a Russian oligarch offered $100 million for a $50 million property. Of course, Trump took it, paid off the debt, and then paid off Deutsche Bank. And you'd think, well, okay, maybe the guy just was a kind of a risky investor. Well, no, he tore it down and didn't do anything with it. That came from Putin. So, and then you have the Saudi Arabian government, his hotels, if, you know, there's some vacancies, suddenly they would reserve, you know, 5 floors at top rates and nobody would show up. They'd pay for them, but nobody would show up to occupy them. If you have a guy with that kind of a real estate empire, it's very, very easy to funnel him money if you're China, if you're Saudi Arabia, or if you're Russia. And people have got to understand that in this race, it's not so much, do you like Biden, do you not like Biden? Do you like Pence or whoever, DeSantis, or not like him? If Trump gets in, he will obey Putin. He'll draw us out of NATO. He has praised Kim Jong-un of North Korea after he tortured Otto Warmbier, the UVA student. Trump is not for America. Trump is on the take. That must be understood. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Mark?
Trump is one of many for the dishonesty that seems rampant in the Republican Party. We have Josh Hawley now saying that the United States has phoned on biblical principles, which is nothing could be further from the truth. If you see in that you're reading the Constitution itself saying that no religious tests, and also the in the Bill of Rights, you know, one of the things is no establishment religion in this country. I mean, that
right.
It's a sad day when somebody like that is in Congress. I mean, that it is just, and people are swallowing it, and he's being challenged on it. But I mean, that there's too many people out there to just swallow it hook, line, and sinker that he's saying this stuff. That right.
Yeah, Mark, let me give you, you just raised an important point. I want to give the background to everybody because it's extremely important. If you think you're a Republican out there, consider the following. On the 4th of July, they sent a greeting with a graphic of a flag. It turned out it was a Liberian flag, not the U.S. flag, which is 50 stars. The Liberian flag is 1 star. Okay, so this is a staffer. You know, over time, they're yawning. They have the wrong flag. Okay, the Josh Hawley quotation that Mark from the SAC just quoted is much more disturbing than you might think it appears. Here's what he said, Josh Hawley, around 4th of July. He said, Patrick Henry, the great patriot, and by the way, what I'm about to say has nothing to do with Patrick Henry. It's a quotation from an anti-Semitic white nationalist magazine, The Virginian, in 1956, okay? But he says it was from Patrick Henry. And here's what it says. Hawley says this, quote, "This great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." Patrick Henry did not say that, neither did George Washington or anyone else. We have no established religion as a requirement of the First Amendment. We have separation of church and state. But even though what I just read, and even though that's what Mark from the SAC was alluding to, was not said by Patrick Henry, it was published in 1956, in the April issue of a virulently anti-Semitic white nationalist magazine, The Virginian. Now, Josh Hawley is a malignant tumor. He is absolutely no business being in the U.S. Senate, yet the people of Missouri, for some reason, decided to elect him there. And one of the things we emphasized, yesterday, the day before, we need a principled center-right party. We used to have one. It was called the Republican Party. Dwight Eisenhower was a decent, honorable man and a war hero. He was great. Lee Dreyfus was a very decent governor of Wisconsin. He was a Republican. Tommy Thompson is a character in some respects. I know him well, I know him personally. I like him. He's a decent guy. This is not their Republican Party. The Republican Party was the Civil Rights Party from Abraham Lincoln in 1860 until Al Smith came along in 1928. And then even then, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party came together really to promote civil rights in the way that it was promoted back then. It wasn't perfect, and it wasn't anything near what we have today. Dwight Eisenhower sent troops into the South to integrate schools in the 1950s. But when Reagan came along, and even when Nixon came along, the Southern strategy and all of this, and then you have now Trump. And you have a Republican Party, you have Josh Hawley quoting that kind of a magazine and falsely saying it was said by Patrick Henry. Enough's enough. I got to tell you, I got to go to one other quick issue before we get to the next break. Foxconn, six-year anniversary. Here's what the record is. We spent $168 million on roads and highway for them. Racine has an $888 million commitment. They've already spent $258 million preparing that site. $257 million in power lines and substations that are paid by ratepayers. There's been a total of $683 million paid for them so far. Chinese company that never has done a damn thing. But Scott Walker and now Robin Voss still sticks up for this, by the way. Mount Pleasant has debt that's 500% of its operating revenue. And I'll tell you what has Foxconn done? $374 million to Foxconn for what they were supposed to have done. Now, the first thing they've said in 6 years, well, we are going to sell land to Microsoft. Why are they selling land? Why do we give it to them? This is the best land in our state. Halfway, roughly between Mitchell Field and O'Hare, right on Lake Michigan, for transportation, great roads that we just built. Microsoft's going to pay $50 million to Foxconn for 315 acres, and Foxconn gets to keep it. Then we're going to turn around and pay Microsoft $5 million a year, and we are going to pay Foxconn 30-some-odd million a year because they say they have employees but aren't saying what they manufacture. This is the Republican Party. I'm tired of hearing people say, well, the Republican Party watched the dollar very carefully. The Republican Party does not watch the dollar very carefully. It pickpockets the dollar very carefully. And it convinces people, what, that they are economically literate? Chinese company comes in, the clown Walker. He thinks you do deals on a napkin. Apparently what he did is he wrote on a napkin $1 billion. The Chinese guy crosses that out and says $4 billion. That's what the overall commitment at the time was to Foxconn until Evers negotiated it down. My position still was we should have sued them for every cent we spent for these people, for damages, for defrauding us. That's what we should have done. But we didn't do it. Okay. But at least he got the money down that we were going to pay them. But these are very large dollars. These are very large dollars. And an economically illiterate Republican Party is still standing by it in Mount Pleasant and Voss and the entire Republican establishment. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The Ring of Fire.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny through the afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear and around 50 tonight. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, high near 80, chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Upper 70s with sunshine Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, and maybe a storm or two. It's 71 right now.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Madison Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Break the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us. Remind me, Dick.
A couple quick things. When it comes to the Republicans and money, I can't believe you said that, Matt. I mean, they're great at watching the dollar. They're great at watching it jump in their pockets and the pockets of their donors, like the U-lines, all the rest of them. Quick legal question I'm dying to ask you about Trump, if I could.
Yeah.
You know, this last thing last week when he said they took this out of context and they got this back and forth with his staffer and him shuffling the papers, and it's absolutely verbatim what both people said. Now, how can you say that that was taken out of context when you've got it on audio that every, and I already heard their latest excuse on that. He said, that's an audio and I haven't seen that. Well, you don't see an audio. So I guess that's his out. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I think Dick's referring to. Trump had someone named Stephanie Grisham. She was his, communications director, sort of like his Jen Psaki for a while. And he blasted Stephanie Grisham the other day for, quote, lying, end quote, because she said, because about mishandling classified documents, she said, quote, I saw him show classified documents around to people who had no security clearance when I was working for him. That was his former White House press secretary. Now, and then she said in Mar-a-Lago, which means, you know, it could have been when he was president or it could have been afterwards. She said, I saw him passing around classified documents on the dining room patio. He has no respect for classified documents, never did, end quote. Remember, down there at one time, there was a Chinese spy, a woman, who was somehow sitting at dinner with him. Bamboozled them. There's another woman who claimed, remember, she was a Rothschild, you know, this very great, you know, renowned banking family in Europe. And it turns out she wasn't. And that story was broken by the Pittsburgh Gazette. It wasn't even broken by the New York Times, the Washington Post. This guy leaked like a sieve. And a lot of it was intended when he took all these documents, hid them, brought them to an airplane, fly them to Bedminster, lie, was to keep them in an unsecured place. Why? Why? Because he can say, I didn't turn them over to anybody. Yeah, there wasn't a lock on the door. I know there were towels and sheets in there for the pool area, but I didn't think people would go in and actually look at these classified documents. What? They were Chinese? They were Russians? They were Saudis? They were Iranians? They were terrorists? Well, I didn't know. What he was doing this for Russia and Saudi Arabia. He doesn't have to show it to them and have any witnesses. All he has to say is, you know, I have a neat little supply room in the pool area, or a dressing room for brides, which is another one, or a bathroom right by the toilet. That's all he has to say. So he blasts into what Dick of Madison just said. How does he get away? He doesn't get away with it. Donald Trump, and there are a lot of these other Republicans do the same thing, they will deny something when there's a video of them. Forget just audio, a video and audio, saying it, doing it, and the response is roughly something like this. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? You've got to understand that somebody who is essentially a sociopath will say things that are contrary to the video itself of his saying it. It's not a question of how does he get away with it? I suppose maybe because he didn't see an audio. None of that. You apply common sense. He's lying. That's what he's doing. And quite frankly, the Republican Party has got to understand that we are not going to stand to have inflicted on us another nominee by then who will destroy this country and is subservient to Vladimir Putin, subservient to the Saudi Arabians, even bringing in people right after they bomb us, kill our sailors in Florida. Those Saudi pilots we were training just shot them in the classroom. 9/11, what the hell? Because they have money. We're not putting up with it anymore. He's the guy that's behind this Liv-PGA merger. He was strongly for that because Chainsaw Charlie wanted to muscle his way into something that laundered his reputation. We're not putting up with that anymore. Todd or Billy, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt. The budget's on my mind. It seems to me that President Biden ran circles around Kevin McCarthy and their budget negotiations. And it seems to me that Governor Evers is really has the upper hand on boss in the negotiations or the process here. But I have a couple questions. One is, are these vetoes that Evers put in place going to stick? It seems like he's done some great things there, but I have a hard time imagining that they're going to stick. I hope they do. And then he kept saying in his letter, he talked about, encouraging the majority to keep working on the budget. So what's left to do to kind of finalize that? This is not the end.
Yeah, good point. Well, first of all, it is the end. In other words, once he exercises line item veto, it cannot go back to the legislature. They could file suit, but it's going to go up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And after August 1, there's a 4-3 majority of the Democrats. And quite frankly, Brian Hagedorn has shown a great deal of principle on some things. Now, do I like the Vanna White veto? No. I mean, intellectually, I don't like the Vanna White veto, but this is the only thing Evers can do right now. When you have a dishonest, illegitimate legislature doing this kind of stuff, and you say that he did great things and restore it, he did what he could, but he can't line item back in the engineering building for UW. He can't put just money in to the UW system. He can't put money back in to completely fund childcare. What he can do is move things around. Before 1990, he could have moved amounts to different lines and changed the words in front of them. Can't do that now. So I think it will be upheld. I think Janet Protasiewicz and the four of them, maybe even Hagedorn, will say, look, whether anybody likes it or not, this is Wisconsin law, and the constitutional amendment in 1990 didn't affect this, so we have no power to do it. Federal courts can't touch this. However, in the long run, Todd or Billy, the deal is we need an honest legislature. I don't care. You can have Republicans who are honest, like Liz Cheney and like Adam Kinzinger. You can have, but as long as you have Robin Voss, as long as you have a gerrymandered legislature that's frightened of Trump and is trying to destroy our democracy and destroy the UW system in this state, and what they did going back to Act 10, drive our best teachers and demoralize our teachers out, then you have to have guerrilla tactics. That is exactly what Evers did. Kind of the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crude. Great show, don't want to miss it. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow.
One. phone call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.